This program does not express the views of the Astor Broadcast Group, its management, or advertisers.
Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Great.
Today we have a few in-house guests. We also have a return guest. She actually came back from South Dakota. And she suffered from, I believe it's pulmonary fibrosis, shortness of breath. So she came in August of last year, Betty. She had shortness of breath. And in 2000, she was put on an inhaler for 6 months. And when the inhale failed to relieve her symptoms, she went to a pulmonary specialist, and she was then diagnosed with pulmonary fibrosis. And the story goes on and on. She was prescribed with prednisone and then another inhaler, another nebulizer. And in fact, after that, her symptoms got worse. And she went to all kinds of different famous places, such as Mayo Clinic, and finally decided to come to see Dr. Tong at the suggestion of her son. So she came last August, and she's back again this March, and she's going to be calling us very soon. We have another guest with us, Uncle Rod. If you guys will listen to our shows on the web at drtong.com, drtong.com. You can also hear his story. His story is actually a very amazing story. He was very sick when he first came to see us, and now he's very, very much better. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything to say, Dr. Tong?
Well, you know what? While we're waiting for Betty to call in, maybe we can talk to Uncle Rod first.
Okay.
We have another guest, okay, which come from Randy. He's a family member who knew how Uncle Rod was prior to when he first came to see me, and he can describe a little bit. But maybe have Randy talk a little bit about why he came all the way from Utah to see me.
Okay, so Yes. We have Randy with us first. Randy's from Utah. Randy is a relative of Uncle Rod, is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. I knew Uncle Rod. I've known Uncle Rod all my whole life, and he was a prisoner of war in World War II in Germany. And he's been a very good member of the family, and he was very, very sick. And when he was about 87, 88 years old, and we came to see Dr. Tong. He had all other treatments for his lungs and other things, and when he started to see Dr. Tong, he all of a sudden got better. He looks like he was much, much younger. He was feeling better. He became off of all of his medication. His high blood pressure went down. And
how sick was he when he first came to see me?
I think he was pretty near death.
Exactly.
He was near death.
Yes.
That's a strong statement.
A lot of troubles. And then we were really worried about him and in the family. We were quite worried about him, and he came to see Dr. Tong, and he got better, and he was looking better. He was not blue in his face and his lips, and he just had a complete turnaround. And so I came from Utah to see Dr. Tong myself just this week.
Mm-hmm.
And had a number of ailments, and have started to see some differences and some turnarounds.
Now, can you kind of give us maybe a summary of what you experienced before you came to see Dr. Tong, and why you decided to fly all the way from Utah to California for medical treatment?
Well, I came because of the difference that he made in Uncle Rod,
okay.
my father's brother,
okay.
And in a cousin who was also here, and Dr. Tong had some seen some great success with her ailments.
Mm-hmm.
I had had some problems. I've been a diabetic
uh-huh.
my entire life, and
okay.
I started having seizures during the evenings, during the night time, just in the last year or so.
Okay, what do you think triggered it?
I have no idea. That went to see some neurologists at the University of Utah in Salt Lake City. They had no idea. They could find no problems. They shrugged their shoulders and wanted to prescribe several medications. And the medications that they wanted to prescribe had some side effects that mm-hmm. I was unwilling to live with.
Do you remember what medications those were?
I don't remember the name of the medication.
But you didn't like the side effects.
The side effects mm-hmm. were not, say not it. Pleasing to me.
Well, so what were the side effects?
Sex.
Decrease sex drive, impotence.
He said I'd be unable to have an erection.
Oh, well, that's not fun.
So that would be no fun. So exactly.
What's the use of living then?
Especially for a man.
For a man.
For right, women, it's right. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't know. So
I was unwilling. I'm married and have children, and mm-hmm. so I was unwilling to do that. So I lived with the seizures for a number of months,
mm-hmm.
and it was. Again, a little bit nervous. I'd heard about Dr. Tong through my uncle and the good work that he had done with Uncle Rod. Yeah, but I was still a little bit nervous because Dr. Tong was a little bit non-traditional.
Mm-hmm.
And for somebody who had been around Western medicine my entire life, I was just a little nervous to try Dr. Tong. Even though I felt I'd been a pincushion with my diabetes my entire life, I was
a little bit
nervous.
It's just because it's something different. You're not used to it. Actually, Dr. Tong is a medical doctor. He had all the Western formal training at USC Medical Center. He did his residency at LA County, which is not easy. I'm actually doing a rotation in county, and they work you, and he has all the training. And when you see a lot of people who come in with your symptoms, their physical exam is always unremarkable, they say. They can't
yes.
find anything wrong. And yet you have these symptoms.
Yeah, your seizures. That's which is not fun because you cannot drive your car when you
it's
have
very
a seizure.
Dangerous.
You're going to die.
Right.
Here's the point, okay? They give you medication. But the lack of that medication is not the cause of a seizure.
Mm-hmm.
People normal do not take medication to prevent seizures. A healthy person does not take medication. If you take medication for a long term, you will get sick. So what they are treating you is a symptom of seizure, if it works. But then you're ignoring the underlying cause, which keep rotting your system.
Right, right.
And so using this, taking the medication, adding side effects from the medication, and also ignoring the underlying cause, make you sicker and sicker.
Right.
Okay, and I told you, you had learned this 1 week, what caused a seizure? You ate too much hot food. You're
mm-hmm.
too hot, okay? The body get too hot. Makes the nerve fire easily.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since you've had each treatment, I make you cool down, you sweat every single treatment, and now you're cooler. So the feeling of before you getting the seizure, now a lot less. Isn't it correct?
Yes, I've always been warm. I'm always
yes.
You've always never needed to wear a coat. Now,
mm-hmm.
I live in Utah, we have lots of snow in Utah, and it's very cool there, but I never needed to wear a coat. I was always warm in the house, warm in the morning, in the noon, and night, And Dr. Tong says that that was part of my problems because
right.
I was too warm. So we've been working this week mm-hmm. to cool me down.
Now, you've only been here for a week, so how many treatments have you had now?
I've had one every day this week, so I've had five treatments this week.
Okay, so pretty intensive. And can you tell us what you noticed after the first treatment or any difference, any big difference, or when did you first feeling the big difference?
Well, I've had no seizures since I've been here.
No seizures. And how often did you have seizures in the past?
Usually it was about once a month it lasted about a week. Every night, usually several times a night for about a week. And then I wouldn't see them for 3 or 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It could be that in a period that you don't have seizures. But the fact that you feel cooler,
mm-hmm.
you didn't feel the heat prior to the seizure, okay? And I told you that you learn how to avoid the hot food, the spicy food, that you did not know what to cause your problem,
mm-hmm.
okay? They are tied to your diabetes. They also tied to your hip pain. Your hip pain is a little better, right?
I had a pain in one of my hips, and that's a lot better, yes.
Yeah, so they're all tied together. They're not separate. You cannot just treat your seizure. You cannot just treat your diabetes and so forth, you know.
Hmm. Okay, so basically you had these seizures for a year, once a month, every night, once a month for a week, in a period of the week. And how long did the seizures last? I mean, were they scary? I mean, how did you know you were having it?
Well, I slept with my wife, and mm-hmm. Some of the seizures they were big seizures, and
mm-hmm.
some of them
grand
were small grand mal seizures,
okay.
and some of them were small.
Okay.
And again, they were always at night, never
okay.
during the day, and so I did not have a fear of losing my driver's license, at least
okay.
not yet.
Mm-hmm.
But that was ultimately if they were starting to become a little more frequent,
mm-hmm.
and they were a concern that I wanted to take care of. I one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt with Dr. Tong, I had nothing to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Had no side effects. I saw the positive things that he had done for Uncle Rod, and for a cousin of mine who had also come from Arizona, and so after those effects. I wanted to try Dr. Tong.
Yeah. Why don't we have Uncle Rod give a little opinion, okay, of his story. When he first came to see me, he was like half comatose,
Near death.
Near death, really, okay. He was
no exaggeration.
Yeah, no exaggeration. We had to get him on the bed, help him to get out on the bed. He didn't hear anything. His eyes closed all the time. And then he had a lot of phlegm and coughing all the
mm-hmm.
time. Let's hear how he sounds
okay.
right now.
Well, before we have him talk, let me just do a little call out.
Yeah.
If you want to make an appointment with Dr. Tong, please call us at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information and to listen to our past shows. If you have any questions for us now, you can call us toll-free at 1-800-292-5236. Again, it's 1-800-292-5236. Okay, so why don't we have Uncle Rod speak. Hi, welcome to our show, Uncle Rod.
Well, when I came here, I couldn't even breathe.
Yes.
I couldn't even breathe, and now he's talking.
So he found out I had nine ailments wrong with me,
mm-hmm.
and now they're all under control and corrected.
Mm-hmm. How old are you, Uncle Rod?
I'm 89.
89.
Yeah.
And you couldn't breathe. You obviously couldn't sit up. He's sitting up now.
My lungs are 99% clear.
Now your lungs are 99% clear.
And he had a lot of phlegm,
mm-hmm.
and he was sleeping all the time,
mm-hmm.
and he couldn't hear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now he participates in our conversation,
mm-hmm.
makes remarks, very alert.
Actually, this is the first time he's actually spoken on our radio show. When
exactly.
he was on before, his nephews would be speaking for him, and now he can actually sit in here for half an hour and converse with us, and he can hear. He has the microphone on and everything, and he's not coughing a lot. How does your breathing feel, Uncle Rod?
I breathe well.
Mm-hmm.
No problem with my breathing.
Yeah.
Actually, I want to tell a little side story, because both times he got real sick is because he went and get a flu shot,
mm-hmm.
of the vaccination. Okay, yeah, the first time he didn't know, so I told Jim, the nephew, that
mm-hmm.
do no more flu shot.
Right, he's
but
on
he,
the air, so we can talk.
But
to him
he's too. Improved so much that last time they went on a parade in Long Beach, and then The minute that the Jim was not looking, he saw this flu shot and he went to the hospital and get the flu shot.
Yeah.
The next thing you know, he was real sick.
Right.
Yeah.
Actually, Jim's on the line now, so why don't we welcome him to our show. Hello, Jim.
Well, hello.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Good to be on it.
Yes.
Good to hear from you. So Uncle Rod is in studio with us today.
Yeah, surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
And he's speaking with us, too. It's wonderful.
Excellent. Yes. Good to hear his voice.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard it till now, and I just got on the telephone because we can't pick up the radio up here, unfortunately.
Right.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
But he's doing very well. He's breathing well. Why don't you give us a little summary of kind of, because you take care of him, right? Is that correct?
Yes, my wife and myself.
Okay.
We've been with him for since August of 2002.
Okay, so
and,
a couple of years almost.
His wife passed away at the end of that month, and Rod had congestive heart failure about 21 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and he had been on medications for all those years, and his health was just declining.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much you talked about before, so. Don't want to repeat anything here.
Yeah, just summarize how his condition was when he first came to see me and what initiated, triggered the sickness.
Right. Well, he had to have assistance with breathing.
Mm-hmm.
He was on blood pressure medication, and he was very congested, phlegm coming out of him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, heavy phlegm. On that very first visit, the lungs started functioning properly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and he hasn't needed any assistance ever since then with his breathing. His breathing has just been fine. His lips don't get purple anymore. He doesn't have any labored breathing at all. He's able to do exercise. He was using a walker a year ago, and he's not using a walker now. He drives around to church and to appointments that he has.
You mean he drives around by himself, drives the car himself?
He does that limited. He has his certain appointments. He doesn't try to go to L.A. or anything, but he's in the community here. He gets to to church and he gets to appointments.
Yeah, he had an appointment this morning. He drove away. I wanted him to slow down a little, but he drove away. He was doing well.
Right.
No kidding. He drove away. Did he drive you here today or you drove?
I drove today on the freeway, but he drove in the community. So he.
Oh. Yeah, his lips is also not blue anymore. Used to be blue.
Right.
So right? Yeah, used to be blue.
Yeah, they used to call me Blue Lips.
Is that right?
Yeah.
They call you Blue Lips?
Blue Lips.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's not taking the high blood pressure medication?
No, he's off of all the medications. Right from the very beginning. And then he just, as we worked with you, we went down and down and down until in a matter of weeks, he was, several weeks, he was off of the blood pressure medicine, too.
And the breathing medication, too, right?
No breathing thing. No help at all anymore. No breathalyzer.
He's
no
off oxygen.
He has an oxygen
no
tank
oxygen.
Out in the garage. Don't
so,
need it anymore.
Yeah, so he's off oxygen, off high blood pressure medication, off breathing medication. So, folks, here is definite proof. High blood pressure, breathing problem, phlegm problem, everything can be cured. The cure comes from restoring your energy and circulation. The blocking of circulation and energy is due to the bad food. You do not know what kind of food to eat, stress, and all the pollution, and the drugs that you're taking actually contribute to all the problem you have. Unfortunately, Betty, you know, the 800 number from KCEO doesn't work out of California. So, Betty doesn't want to call the 760 number, okay? Betty had a lung problem called pulmonary fibrosis. The first time she came to see me, she could hardly breathe. Same thing on oxygen and on prednisone, steroids, on medication. And after four or five treatments, she went back. She had been doing well all this time, 5-6 months. Until recently, she had a very, very stressful event for about 6 months, since June. And then she started having problem breathing. Nevertheless, she never did take medication. She came back here, and after I gave her about 5 or 6 more treatments, she went back and she had no problem again. So You know, all these fancy name, idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, bronchitis, you know, whatever you call them, okay, they're just name for symptoms.
Well, if you'd like to hear her show on the website, it's show number 133, August 30th of 2003 was last year. And she, her show is actually, I mean, her story is quite incredible.
Yes.
Because, you know, when they say you have pulmonary fibrosis, it's...
That means the lung tissue are dying all the time.
Right, and usually the prognosis is very, very poor because, you know, you have respiratory distress.
Actually, one case is even more amazing. I have a patient came from Las Vegas, Margaret, on a wheelchair and on 24 hours oxygen for 2 years straight. I got her off the oxygen and the wheelchair within the first week.
Mm-hmm.
Within the first three treatment, and she had never needed that the oxygen or the medication. I treated her for a long time though because the steroid make her gain 80 pounds. She was very short, you know, short lady, and all the joints are swollen and so forth.
Right, the side effects of the medication. The side effects is actually sometimes worse than the disease itself.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because you know, when you gain all that weight, then you have you get a lot of other problems that come along with the obesity. And I think a lot of it is because nowadays physicians don't know how to educate their patients on what is the right thing to eat. And
yes, the other day we were talking about all the rotation go through. All the doctor eat, drink Diet Coke and eat French fries and everything else. They're eating everything wrong.
They
themselves.
They think that diet soda is okay, and actually it's worse than even. I mean, soda itself is just the worst thing you could put into your body because it's so much sugar, and it just eats at your tissues.
Yes, the one more thing that I want to mention was the fact that we treat numbers, we treat blood sugar, we treat blood pressure, we treat blood cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
You saw two patients with normal blood cholesterol because they were taking cholesterol-lowering drugs.
Right.
Okay. Except that even with normal blood cholesterol, their chest pain,
mm-hmm.
and then they did an angiogram,
they have
severe blockage of a coronary blood vessels.
Mm-hmm. Multiple vessel disease.
So normal cholesterol doesn't mean that you have good artery, clean arteries. And the cardiologist continue the medication. So what are we doing? Are we treating the number?
Well,
are we treating the clean arteries?
In their mind, it's because if they weren't on the Lipitor, it would probably be even worse. That's how they think.
How do they prove that?
They can't know it exactly.
They do not prove that.
It's hard to argue with them because, you know, they
are already fixated on treating numbers, but not treating the person. Okay, so that's a sadness, I know.
And the other thing they'll say is, well, it's genetics. You know, if your family had it, then you're bound to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I disagreed with him on that part because I think you can definitely change your genetics because, I mean, if everything were run by genetics, I'd be a very fat woman right now, but I'm not.
This is Randy from Salt Lake City again, a brand new patient this week.
Yes.
And one thing I do want to say is I've... In all of my medical experience with different doctors around the country, I've never had a doctor spend 4.5 hours with me on my first treatment. We came from Salt Lake, and Dr. Tong spent 4.5 hours learning about what the ailments were, what we had. He asked lots and lots of questions and then spent a lot of time. And so usually you go to a doctor's office, and their offices are full, and they're worried about time. Time is money.
They run tests.
And they run tests, the nurses spend time, and then they're off, and you never see them, the doctor again. Dr. Tong spent time, and each of the treatments that we've had this week, I remember I flew in from out of town, and he spent, usually the treatments last about an hour, and the doctor is with us most of that time, and talking, and learning, and discussing, you know, everything about your past and your history.
Right, which is very important.
Very concerned. And doctors, it's not natural, not normal for most doctors that we've seen
the
norm. In the past. Yeah.
That should be the norm.
And he treats the patients. I mean, there's a treatment.
Yes.
And it's not just
cure,
treating the symptoms.
Cure, not cure.
Right.
Yeah, curing. Yeah.
So it's...
Here's another thing, Randy. Remember the first day you were here, you were very, very anxious and nervous.
Very nervous. I was trying to do something new, that I was outside the box. It was outside of my norm And
you're so afraid
very
of the
nervous.
Shots, okay?
Right. Well, absolutely. Which is I think
it's normal.
It's normal.
You're still afraid of it, but the degree is really a lot less.
Right. It's normal. It's
it's not a
painful treatment. It's
not
painful.
Yeah.
You but have a lot of anxiety.
But your anticipation makes it sound like it's going to be so bad.
Well,
exactly.
even we get treatments so often, and even like the thought of getting it, sometimes you're like, oh, you just want to procrastinate because.
Remember, Jenny. Jenny used to be so scared of my treatment.
She's
okay.
15-year-old with
15-year-old
problem
with
constipation.
With constipation,
depression.
And suicidal thought. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And after second treatment, now she says she's addicted to my shots.
She's 15, and she comes because she feels so much better. I mean, she's a different person now. It's just a matter of getting used to it, and just because you're not. Because it's something that you don't see very often doesn't mean that it's not going to work. And this is, you're getting to the underlying, not only are you curing the problem, but you're also getting the underlying cause of the problem, which has a lot to do with how you eat, your lifestyle, your stress, emotional factors. And if we had more time on the show, we could also talk about astrology, feng shui, because that plays a lot. It's even more important.
Yes.
When you're born, what...
The energy around you, okay, make you do, guide your mind to do different things. When you have wrong energy and you pound on different places in your home doing remodeling, okay, you automatically, you pound the wrong area, you automatically do the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it the last few years, and I'm recording all this down one of these days. I'll share my experience in a book so people can learn, okay. It's not just stress, it's not just diet, it's not just pollution. Is more important your life energy around you.
Mm-hmm.
You are an organ within your family, and the energy around you is not right, you automatically do the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664 for an appointment. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com to check out our past shows. If you have any questions right now, give us a call. We have a couple minutes left at 1-800-292-5236. Again, the number is toll-free, 800-292-5236 for any questions.
Okay, while we have a little time, let's talk about cholesterol again, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The high cholesterol.
A big thing,
okay?
Mm-hmm.
Cholesterol really has nothing to do with you know, the drug you're taking is not curing your problem. Cholesterol is made from acetic acid, which is the end product of a Krebs cycle when the body breaks down glucose from hot carbohydrate, fat, and protein.
Right.
Okay, so when you pile up, when you eat too much refined sugar, too much refined food, okay, you pile up this acid. The body had to turn the acid into something solid like cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you get acidosis, you die.
Right.
So when you do something wrong to the body, okay, the body do the next best thing to temporize so you don't die right then. Okay, you get high cholesterol, you block the artery.
You gain weight.
So you live 20, 30 more years, and then you die of a heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you don't die the next 2 days from acidosis. Okay, so the correct thing is to eat less. Eat less refined food and eat less refined sugar.
Refined sugar is a very big problem.
And the refined starches, again, and then high acidic food like proteins, meat, and so forth. Okay, so that's one thing. The second thing is that the body will neutralize those acids using alkaline minerals.
Mm-hmm.
So you should increase your intake of
alkaline foods
such as vegetable and fruits. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The third thing you can do to neutralize it is from the product from a company called Master Miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they have a neutralizer, they have a gel, they have a soap that you can neutralize the acid from inside, and also soak your body to get rid of the acid.
Mm-hmm. And that's working from the inside as well.
Yeah. If you stop the liver from producing cholesterol, the body had to put the acid into uric acid to draw calcium from your bone and cause osteoporosis and so forth.
Right.
Yeah. So you're treating the symptom and not treating the real problem.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions, you can call Dr. Tong during the week for a quick phone consultation or call us now at 714-556-8664 for an appointment. We're here until 2 p.m. Check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Join us next Saturday at 12 noon on KSPA AM 1510 and KCEO AM 1000. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.